Ghost Beast!
Ghost Beast.
Ghost Beast!
A horror podcast. I'm Todd.
I'm Becca.
And we're on a mission to review every horror movie ever made. So stay tuned for a spoiler-free review and content warning, and listen after the timestamp in the description for our full thoughts, spoilers included. But join us today as we watch Final Destination from 2000. This is directed by James Wong, and he has an interesting filmography. It looks like this is the first movie he directed, and then he went on to do, like, The One and the Dragon Ball movies.
Okay.
And some episodes of The X-Files.
Okay.
He also directed Final Destination 3, which we will get to. Something that was so funny that I found out after this. When we were watching the movie, there's a part where he's being interrogated by FBI agents. I'm glad we're starting with this because it really doesn't make sense if you haven't seen it. But I was like, man, this feels like an episode of X-Files.
Oh,
I was like
waiting
for Mulder and Scully to come in.
Yes.
This was written as an episode of the X-Files.
Oh.
And then they decided to make it into a movie. And
oh, that's so cool.
When you know that, it just makes so much sense.
Oh, yeah. Complete.
Especially because we are now watching the X-Files for the first time.
Yes.
We're still in season one, but we're like, we're starting to get there, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like it's like after I watched Supernatural, I was like very Supernatural brained for a while and like just seeing Dean and Sam and everything. I'm starting to get X-Files brained right now.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, I feel like a lot of people have seen this. You know, there's nothing like super new we can say. But this was one that I had never actually seen. I think I had seen like clips and, you know, I'd seen these movies when they were like on TV or something. I've actually never watched them. I think my biggest gap with horror movies is like the 2000s.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think I just was like not into this style of horror movie. And I think I was being like a little dickhead and watching like foreign horror movies and like super indie stuff. And the big stuff that came out of Hollywood, I just wasn't paying attention to. And I missed out on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm realizing that now.
Yeah, I had a period like that too. I think more like maybe the 2010s.
Oh, yeah.
I sort of like fell off of new stuff coming out.
So. That's funny because I think that's when I started getting way more into just keeping up with shit in that way, you know? But I'm definitely seeing that I missed out because there are certain movies like this where with Final Destination, if you haven't seen it, you probably still know what it's about.
Yeah.
Because that's how I felt. Was like, I know, oh, this is the movie with the people who cheated death who are being targeted now. And they die by like some weird convoluted ways that like really freak people out.
Yeah, they're all freak accidents.
They're all freak accidents. And so it's kind of like, yes, I know. I know what it is. So that's why I never felt like I need to see this.
I can understand that.
Yeah. But watching it now, we're watching it because there is a new one coming out. And it's funny because like there's definitely that point in the middle with sequels where people are just like, like when a new one's announced, it's like, another one of these. If you wait a certain number of years though, and then say a new one, all of a sudden people are like, fuck yeah. Like, let's go. And everyone's so excited that it's like, I might as well see what these actually are. I didn't know there were like five of them.
I thought there were like three. Yeah, I didn't realize there were five of them either.
We'll get through them all though. We've watched much worse, I feel like. I'm really curious to see how the quality holds up, though.
Yeah.
But I feel like even just knowing what this is, actually seeing it was like, okay, I get it. Because you're really, it's almost like a theme park ride. You know, it's kind of like you're here for the big attractions, which in this case is like, how are they going to set up these kills for these people? Like, that is the whole core of the movie. Everything else around it is just basically like filler.
Yeah.
That feels very 2000s. And very campy. Although I'll really say in its credit, I think the way this movie opens up, like everything leading up to the horror elements, I think the drama in it is really good.
I think so too.
Like I was really on board. This is definitely a style of movie where you can really enjoy the buildup to when things actually go down. It's weird. This is a weird comparison. Bear with me. Because I don't know how else to describe this. It's with movies like Home Alone and stuff where it's like, it's so much fun watching the setup. It's like this almost like comfy thing, you know? before it gets to the part that everyone knows, you know?
It has a very Jumanji feel.
Yeah, that's another way to say it, too.
Because there's this little bit of, like, whimsy within everything, too.
Yeah, I like that. And I like that they really hide the horror elements for a while, you know? Because it seems pretty standard. It's like this this high school kid, Alex, with his best friend, Todd. Which I looked up that apparently Todd, T-O-D, means death in German, which is like, fuck yeah. Can't believe I've lived this long without knowing that. How did no one tell me this?
That's really cool.
I wonder if my mom knew that when she was naming me. Probably not, since she was going to name me Huey. I don't think she'd do.
I don't think so.
I'll name you death. Anyway, but the whole setup with them getting ready to get on the plane, that's the big one that I think scarred people. Because I was going to say, like, my experience is I didn't watch these.
Mm-hmm.
You watched it when you were probably way too young.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I definitely saw this movie way too young. I was at a sleepover. We watched Final Destination and Final Destination 2 back to back.
So many fucked up movies being watched at sleepovers, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. I really feel like that's where I did see, like, if I was over someone else's house, that's where I saw the most fucked up movies.
Dude, that's what's fucked. I feel like nowadays it can't be like this. Because back then, it was like, someone's birthday or something. You're going to Blockbuster. You're getting the movie. And it's going to be a fucked up horror movie.
Yeah.
Every time.
We'll see. In my experience, my best friend at the time, her parents were really into horror. So they had like a bookcase full of DVDs.
Would they actually watch it with you, like a responsible adult? Okay.
Not really. I mean, sometimes they'd be there, and then other times they were probably not there most of the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
It's just funny to me that, you know, my version of this is like Alien. So I'm scared of aliens. Which, like, who gives a fuck, you know? Like, that's not helpful or anything. But you're watching Final Destination, where you're getting scared of just randomly dying.
That movie had a lasting effect on me to this day.
I think it's an important distinction.
Yeah.
You know, that maybe it wasn't so bad that I watched Alien while I was, like, 6 years old or whatever.
Yeah, this definitely gave me a special type of anxiety for the rest of my life.
I didn't even think about that. If you take that back far enough, can you imagine your grandpa being like, I watched Lost in Space when I was a kid. It just fucked me up. It's like so tame. Where are we going? Like, can you imagine? Because nowadays there's kids who are that old who are watching like Terrifier. Because their psycho parents are letting them see that.
Yeah, that. This is crazy.
I think I've heard of that with like people putting clips on TikTok of movies like Terrifier and kids are just watching this shit.
We don't have kids. I don't know, but it feels a little odd sitting next to a 7-year-old watching Terrifier.
It feels a little dystopian in a way. Yeah. But I was saying like, everything leading up to the actual horror in the movie and the opening scene with the plane, which had to make an entire generation of people afraid of flying.
Yeah.
I think it sets everything up super well. And I want to talk more in the spoiler section about, like, what happens when it's, like, finally the horror comes into the movie. Because I think even that is, like, it feels very 2000s, but it's very effective, very cool. I just think overall, this movie is way cooler than I expected.
Yeah. I think... I was dreading watching it again because, I mean, the last time I watched this, I didn't watch this movie again, and I never really intended to ever watch it again, honestly.
Yeah.
But it is a very good movie.
Yeah, you're very anxious about watching this, and I just didn't understand.
So you get it now, right?
I get it. I think, like, in some ways, it's even worse when you're older because watching the way that they die in this, I don't want to, like...
It's rough.
I'll get into this later, but it's like, it's one thing that it's like, it's so over the top and it's like very gory. There's another element to it when you get older where it's like, this is actually the scary shit.
Yeah.
But it was very good. Glad we're getting into it. It ends on like a big cliffhanger. Because I'll just say for the content warning, the deaths are like, they're prolonged in a way that is like, it's scary and... I don't know how to like.
I mean, it does.
I don't want to spoil.
No, but I mean, there is like it does fill you with dread a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe. And there is depictions of suicide. too, which is important to mention. Yeah.
It's the idea of, like, it's not something physical that's, like, killing you. It's that you're kind of trapped while this is happening to you. Like, mm-hmm. It feels scary. It feels like you can imagine this happening while you're just walking around your house, you know?
Well, yeah. And everything is, like you said, it's so over the top, but it's still, I mean, the theme is death. That's not really a spoiler. Yeah. It just kind of shows how, like, death is all around us and that sucks, but it's, like, the reality. Yeah.
It's that kind of existential horror that it actually does really well. Yeah. But I'm excited to see the rest. I'm a sucker for these kind of series, and this one is beloved enough that I kind of want to see where it's going. And it's, like I said, it's that theme park ride. It's kind of like with the Saw movies, how it's like you're there to watch the traps. You're kind of judging it based on how good are the traps and how much is the story, like, not in the way, basically.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting that from the sequels, is like it's all going to be about these, you know, crazy freak accident kills.
Mm-hmm. From what I remember, I think the second one, it is fun too. Like, okay.
Yeah,
because
you saw the first two, right?
Yeah, that's all I saw. Okay. I don't think I saw the third one. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
So we're in for it. And I think we have enough time to watch these before the new one.
Yeah.
So we can actually see the new one in theaters.
Yeah, actually. So scary. When is so scary?
Yeah, we are filming it in the middle of our own Final Destination because there's like a crazy storm and lots of wind, which sounds kind of scary.
Yeah. But yeah, the second one, I feel like it's still fun and it's still very scary. It's been a long time, like I said, when I saw it, but I'm kind of excited to watch the second one now.
Looking forward to it, but I'm glad I saw this, and let's get to spoilers. So yeah, it's like I said. Yeah, I think the setup is really good with these characters getting on a plane to go to Paris for their senior trip. Must be nice. Never experienced anything like that.
Yeah, me either.
Where do you go?
Where I go to high school? I'm not saying that on the podcast.
No, where was your senior trip?
Oh, we went to Ocean City.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of... No, that actually doesn't narrow it down because I feel like that's like very standard to go.
Yeah, I feel like there's a large group on the East Coast that like ends up going to Ocean City.
Especially specifically in that era.
Oh, yeah. Ocean City was like the place to be during the summer.
I was not cool enough to do the senior trip. Well, I should say I was too cool because I never...
It's way too cool.
I never did any of that kind of stuff. But I liked how there's like all these weird little... clues that he's picking up on that are kind of hinting at something being off, you know, like seeing his impending death or whatever. Mm-hmm. That is a big question in the movie. It's like, is that some kind of entity that is helping him out? Or is it like he has psychic powers? Like,
I don't know.
That's not really answered. I guarantee they're going to go into that in the sequels.
Probably.
I guarantee it. Because this does end on, like, a cliffhanger. You know, it's almost like a TV episode.
Yeah.
Which makes sense since it was supposed to be an X-Files episode. And it's so funny. I read the description of the X-Files plot. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, it was someone who saw themselves dying on a plane. It's like the same setup. Mm-hmm. Probably right up to being interrogated by the FBI. Like, they just took that right out of the episode. And then they treat death like some kind of criminal who's like... not only trying to get them, but like to kill anyone who suspects him or whatever. So I guess that's how Mulder and Scully get like drawn into it.
I can't wait to see it.
No, they didn't do it.
Oh, they didn't do it?
No.
Oh, damn. Hold on. No, because I need a version where Mulder and Scully come in.
I know. This is exactly what I'm saying. With Supernatural, it was like I'm always waiting for Dean and Sam to come fuck these demons up. It's the same thing. Those two shows definitely appeal to the same demographic.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But no, they decided to make it into a movie. And I guess that worked out for them since there's five of these fucking movies. But of course, everything up to like the actual scene in the plane, because since I had no idea, I'd never seen this, when they're getting on the plane, I was surprised. I was like, oh, how are they going to orchestrate like getting them off the plane? Because I didn't know where this was going.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting. See, I'm scarred, so it's like immediately.
Well, I knew something fucked up happens with the plane. Yeah. And when he dreams about the plane exploding, it's like so over the top and horrific.
Yes. It's horrible.
It's like that really sets the tone for all of this. There's definitely a line you can draw between this and like Saw.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's very much about like just really hammering the audience with this shit and making it as extreme as possible. Mm-hmm. Making you afraid to ever get on an airplane.
Yes.
And when he burns alive at the end of it, that's like the perfect cherry on top. It's just so horrific. But I just loved how it just everything feels like logical. Like with him freaking out, which gets all these people off of the plane, including his bully, who is just mad all the time for no fucking reason. He like picks a fight with him just because like, hey, why are you making so much noise? And then they start fighting. It's just, what's wrong with this guy?
I don't know.
I think at the time you even said like, well, they needed a reason for him to survive and be a character.
Yeah.
So that's why he picks a fight. Yeah, it just feels very forced. But then, and the fact that the FBI gets involved, because obviously if you're saying the plane's going to blow up and then it blows up, you know.
Actually, I was saying that because of the actor that was in every 2000s movie at the time.
The main actor?
No, the friend. The like... class clown friend. I don't know the actor's
name. Who's in like American Pie and shit. Yeah.
Yeah, they just needed an excuse to have him be in more of the movie, which is okay.
But the setup is good. And then it just leads up to that scene in the bathroom with his friend Todd.
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned how they use that like magic music as soon as stuff starts happening. And it's like, you know what the magic music is from that era. It's that like little twinkly music.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like how that sets it up.
I like it too.
That it's like, it's this normal kind of drama until the magic music comes in.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh shit, what's happening? Because it's like the water seeping out of the toilet and like starting this chain of events.
Yeah, it felt like very Jumanji.
Yeah. That's cool. And seeing like the weird shimmer in the mirror or whatever, which made me realize that this really is just like a slasher where death is the slasher.
Yeah.
Which I think from what I've seen of clips online, I think they get there eventually, like explicitly saying that's what this is. But I think that's a cool idea. And I don't think anyone was really doing that at the time. I think after that is when we started seeing like the Ouija movies and like, you know, The Conjuring and having this like unseen killer.
Mm-hmm.
But they weren't doing that as much before Final Destination.
Yeah. It's a classic. A lot of people grew up with it. A lot of people are scarred by it.
And that's the thing, as like traumatizing as it is, it's very fun to watch in this dark way when you're seeing this happen, because they always play up like, oh, is he gonna slip on it and cut himself with the razor? And it's like all these little things. Wasn't he like cleaning his nose with the clippers? Yeah. The way they play with that is like really fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like so much how it just leads up to them essentially being trapped in a situation where they're going to die and you can't do anything about it. That shit is horrifying.
That's so horrifying. Because it's really whimsical, and then all of a sudden it's just like, whoa.
Which I guess it's like, that's where it has to go.
Mm-hmm.
But it is like, it's really scary. And I think it's one of those things that kind of gets scarier as you get older.
Because
I think when you're young, you don't really understand so much, you know? So very effective.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I can see why you'd be anxious about it.
Yes. I feel, honestly, after watching it with you, I feel okay. Like, I'm not too... I'm actually excited to see the second one now, just because, like, nostalgia, but also... I had so much fun watching it. I mean, it was dreadful at times, but it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the thing. I think, for me, after that first kill, it definitely starts to feel like more of a standard like 2000s era movie. It gets like very campy, and even like the style of acting, the way there's like this forced kind of romance that doesn't make any sense between Alex and Clear is her name, and just the way they really play up that, like, you know, he's still getting these visions, and they have to explain it with the seating chart where he like charts it out, and it starts getting so convoluted with that stuff. Feels kind of unnecessary. But it just keeps setting up the main character, Alex, like in the middle of these scenes where the FBI can can run into him and it makes him look suspicious and everything. Yeah. It's like, just makes him look more and more crazy, especially the part where his teacher dies.
Yeah,
and he winds up in there getting blood all over. It's like, all right, wrap it up, guys. Like, investigation's over.
And he's then he runs outside. Killer.
Yeah, there's a witness.
Yep.
It's like, what are you doing, man? Yeah. Yeah, if you're here for the, like, quote unquote kills, like, they're all really good. Some of them are like really fast in this. Like, I think when the bus hits the one girl, I think that's become like iconic at this point. Because wasn't that in like Mean Girls and shit?
Yeah, it's a Mean Girl. So
you get a great performance from Tony Todd, just being Tony Todd in this.
Oh my God.
You love to see it, but you hate to know that he's gone.
I know. It's crazy watching this as an adult now. And then when I had seen Final Destination as a kid, I hadn't seen Candyman yet.
Oh, yeah.
So I didn't have this familiarity with Tony Todd as I do now. And just to see him do his thing again, like, he's so good.
I'm glad he's finally being recognized, because you see him as, like, a kind of side character in so many movies where he's just, like, they're basically just throwing him in there and going, like, all right, do your thing. He's just, like, playing it up so much. Yeah. And he's the perfect one to explain that, like, oh, death skipped over you, so he's coming back to retrieve you. It's like just the perfect amount of, like, over drama, you know?
Yeah, I definitely think, like, altogether watching this again as an adult just made me appreciate the film so much more.
Yeah, I'm here for it. And I really want to see where the other ones go, because I do know about the, like, log truck thing. I feel like I've seen that clip circulated. I don't know which movie that's from.
Well, I've seen it in my head every time so I drive and see a log truck.
I've heard a lot of people say that. Yes. Yeah. So I think it's traumatizing the same way that the plane scene is.
Yes.
Yeah. So is that in the second one, I guess?
I think so.
It must be if you've seen it.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's the second one. I'm not sure.
So I'm ready to see those. It's becoming like, I can get behind this being like Saw. Like, another thing you just kind of show up for, you know what you're there for.
Yeah.
That's good. I can always use more of those. Excited to see where the lore goes for no reason. Sure, we'll see plenty of that too. I know they're going to explain his psychic powers. And they give you that little tease at the end where the girl starts to see those premonitions too.
Yeah.
Because she sees the bus or something in the window. So I'm waiting for that to be the main plot point of the second movie. Like, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't remember the plot at all. I just
the remember kills. The traumatic kills that you saw when you're like 10 years old. Yeah.
Yeah. I was 13.
I get
14.
It. Okay. That's all I got. You got anything else?
Nope.
You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod, and you can follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we
rank something. All the movies.
Just like I always say, we rank all the movies. I got it. Underneath The Tingler and above War of the Worlds.
Wow, you'd put it above War of the Worlds?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This feels like a classic.
Yeah.
Well, so is War of the Worlds. But, well, yeah. You know, that's number 55 on our list. You can also contact us at podcast@ghostbeast.com, and you can follow us on TikTok and YouTube. There were Ghost Beasts. What was your favorite 2000s era horror movie? You can see if I missed it. Bye.